One of the things that, the one dominant thing that's been in my mind for 3 weeks is something that we have not spent more than 5 minutes on in 10 years, and that is that you are to love yourself. What?
That is so weird. For 48 hours, I've had a song going on.
The greatest love of all.
Absolutely. It's been driving me crazy. I haven't been able to get that.
Remember the song that we heard as we went across the bridge in Seattle?
Oh, is that the one that you said that...
The greatest love of all, and that I said Alexis thought you'd hate.
Thought I'd hate it, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's driving me nuts for 2 days.
Well, anyway, the idea... where it's said innumerable times in the scripture that all the law and the prophets are fulfilled in this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, the reason that you can't love your neighbor is you don't love yourself. And the things that are, all the things that are attendant to loving yourself are pretty massive. And they're all encompassed. You can't possibly cast down imaginations until you love yourself. Because otherwise you will be continually judging yourself. You will continually second-guess yourself. You will continue to take yourself seriously. You will continue to justify yourself until you love yourself. And you love yourself unconditionally. That's massive. And the moment that the love of self penetrates this mind, and nothing in the world ever can penetrate it, nothing in the world can ever confuse you again. You can't love the brethren unless you love yourself. You can't love your neighbor unless you love yourself. You can't love God unless you love yourself. And I'm convinced that once this spark penetrates you for an instant, that the process then is inexorable. The end result is where you will must needs love yourself. Now, there's an apparent contradiction in the scriptures. Because Jesus said that if you want to be his disciple, you must hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your children, yea, and your own wife, your own life also. And then he goes on in another place and says, herein is all, are all the law and the prophets fulfilled, in that you love your neighbor as yourself. So, what's the answer? Well, again, it's the secret of everything else. You love yourself because you know who you are. And you know that that self was the reason the universe was created. And you accept yourself as you are. No condemnation. Without condition. And as you do that, in the same way that your soul, which is what you have hated, your soul then is no longer enlivened by the externals, it's enlivened by that which you love. Mm-hmm. And magical things will begin to happen in your life. But you never again have to condemn yourself. All the law, all the prophets, all the purpose of time and space is fulfilled in this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Now what, how do you start? How in the hell do you start? part do you begin to love? Let's look at some scriptures.
Where are we? Here, Daryl.
Excuse me, Luke 10, verse 25.
You count that one?
You're right.
Hey. No, let's not go there. It's all over the place. Let's go to the one in Galatians. That's it. Galatians 5. Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would that they were even cut off, which trouble you. And you know what that means. Don't get the thing circumcised, cut the whole damn thing off. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Now, the key is loving yourself. You can't love self with the Gentile mind, because the Gentile mind doesn't understand waiting for the hope of righteousness. The Gentile mind will always want some evidence of his presence, and therefore the idea of love and loving yourself becomes impossible. You hear the words, but you're caught in this loop in which every time some stimulus comes to you that doesn't meet and you don't respond to that stimulus in the way you should, you think you should, then you're caught back in self-condemnation. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's sexual, whether it's relationships with others, whether it's judgments, whether it's any bad habit or good habit, is whether anything. As long as you get caught in that loop of self-condemnation, then you'll never be free. But stop a minute and think what it means. If love means unconditional acceptance, that's the first thing that you have to do. From this moment forward, you have to accept yourself unconditionally. Can you feel that?
Yes.
There is there is a requirement, if we are to understand the process, that we understand the Christ. Now let's look at and just take that one example with regard to family. Christ, except for the one instance when he was 12 at the temple, when he said he was surprised that his parents missed him, and he said, "I must be about my father's business." There is by, at least by implication, evidence that he accepted himself at every stage of who he was. Now, that's a biggie. He accepted the fact that he was his father's business. There's no evidence to indicate that there was any confrontation with regard to his true family until the point in time in which, after baptism, his mother and brethren came to him and he said, "Who are my father and mother?" You don't have to sweat it. The process is sure. The process is his business. Now, I may scream and yell at you every once in a while through preaching, and you may look in the scriptures and see something that you're not and desire to be something else, but he did too. But coupled with that, the overriding reality was that he accepted himself.
I mean, what you just said is that you can be desirous of something else and still be accepting where you're at.
Man.
Yeah.
Remember?
This question that Paul just asked. I think Paul, I learned, in whatever state I find myself, to be content, and I press on.
Yeah. Hear it 1,000 times in your head. Love yourself. Accept yourself.
It's the only way you can abandon yourself. Amen. Because otherwise you're consumed with yourself. You're condemning, wanting to change something.
If you accept yourself, nothing has power over you any longer. And what is love? Its first requirement is acceptance. Its first evidence is acceptance. Y'all remember the Heavenly Father letter. Well, it's appropriate here. It's, "Dear, whoever you are, I see your loneliness, I see your fears, I see your guilt and frustration. I see your endless search for love and fulfillment. All this must be in order for you to come to the end of your own understanding. Then you can hear my voice. Listen carefully amid the noise of the world, and you will hear. I love you. I shed my blood to make you clean. You are new. Believe it's true. You are lovely in my eyes, and I created you to be exactly as you are. Stop criticizing yourself or getting down on yourself for not being perfect in your own eyes. That leads only to frustration. I want you to trust me one day, one step, one second at a time. Dwell in my power and my love and be free. Totally free. Be yourself. Never again let anyone run you. I will guide you if you let me. But be aware of my presence in all things. Even those things which you judge bad. You must know by now that you were created to be fulfilled only in my love. Dwell in that love. Take your eyes off yourself. Look only at me. I lead. I change. I make. But not when you are trying, for I will never fight your efforts. Let me have the joy of making you like Christ, in my time, in my power. I will supply all your needs at the appropriate time, in the appropriate amount. But take your eyes off yourself. My will is sufficient. My power is perfect. I will supply every need with no effort on your part. I love you. Signed, your Heavenly Father. Don't let that great tricker, the great deceiver, ever again say to you, you should be different than you are. You have been bought with a price. Love yourself. For he loves you. Don't insult God ever again by holding on to your own guilt. Don't insult him by trying to change yourself. From this moment forward, accept yourself, for he accepts you. Simplicity beyond simplicity. And God, I know, I've seen the fruit of everything else. You have too. And as that process, as that germ of life begins to enliven your mind, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. And you will stop biting and devouring each other. And you will find, with no effort on your part, you will cast down imaginations. Without me yelling at you. You will begin to sense and feel and know, because Your spirit, that which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, is now enlivening the soul from the inside out. And all of a sudden you'll wake up and say, my God, this used to have control of me. It doesn't anymore. Accept yourself right now. Totally. That was Christ's secret. And as he is in the world, so are we. At the appropriate time, with the appropriate power, God will do what he wants to do. But he won't fight your efforts. You are loved without condition. Now love yourself without condition. Can you feel a little bit? Can you feel the power of that? It's faith. Hear me. It's faith which worketh by love. Jesus said, he said this over and over, all the law is fulfilled. Not you love your neighbor as yourself. But it should be you love yourself. You can't. How do you love your neighbor? And you get in all these stupid arguments that we've gotten into for years about who is my neighbor? Who's not my neighbor? Who's that? Is there a Gentile or are they my neighbor? Are they brothers or not brothers? Who cares? If you love yourself, then everything else is finished. And you love yourself, not because of your merit, but because of what he did. Doesn't matter whether or not you believe it or not. It doesn't matter whether you understand it or not. And you'll see things begin to take place. You'll see changes in your life because it's the faith which worketh by love. You'll see changes in your children. You'll see changes in the response that you have to your husbands or wives. It'll come as automatic as that seed growing up out of the ground. And that's all that's happened in this. We've been a very dull group, and I've been a very bad teacher because we've had to stay underground for 10 years, and we've had all kinds of rotten, gunky stuff. And it's because you had some very hard shells on those seeds. And it's taken, and there's a mine in a place called Baghdad, Arizona, which is not far from where I grew up. And every week, there are these humongous trucks that come through Wickenburg, and all they're carrying are steel balls about this size. Don't say it. Don't even think it. There's thousands of these steel balls. And the balls, the purpose of them is they are the last process, or one of the last process, in the mine. There's these dealies that bounce the balls off all over the place, these steel hunks against the ore. And they grind and rough and just beat the shit out of the ore. I thought I was going to make it through one Bible study without saying a cuss word or a dirty word. But anyway, they just beat the crap out of the ore. Now we've had to have some big balls.
We've needed steel balls.
We've needed steel balls.
Now you tell us.
It takes steel balls.
Because, you know, I mean, this has been a pretty hard shell group.
Norwegian steel balls.
Ben Lobo.
Which was too far.
But now, for two reasons. One is, now that process is what has been completed in us. And how do I know? Because I said it.
Amen.
And now it's time for that faith which worketh by love. And it's moving and it's growing. And when it hits the atmosphere, when it hits the air, and the sunlight hits it, then there is, in time, from in comparison to the other process, it explodes. You've had a whole long time of screaming and yelling and heartache and problems. But now it's faith that worketh by love, and it's predicated on each one of you loving yourself. And the first half of that is that you accept yourself without condition, right now. Again, to talk a little bit more about the analogy of a seed, that there's a process that we've been through that each of you are the seed that has fallen into the ground, and it's taken hard words and terrible things and literally, much of it has been biting and devouring one another. But you've been biting and devouring the casing of the germ of life. And now that seed The new day is dawning. The light is shining brighter and brighter and brighter in the dark place. And we've been delivered from that kingdom of darkness. And now, as that sprout comes above the ground, it's now love yourself. Accept yourself. And don't let anyone, me included, put you on a trip by which you forget that you are perfect in God's eyes now, this instant. We've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now you have the right, the authority, the privilege, the ability, maybe for the first time in your life, to now love yourself. And that is the trigger mechanism that can cause faith, because faith worketh by love. And remind each other, exhort each other daily, while it is still called today, that no root of bitterness spring up. There's no need to bite and devour one another anymore. You can accept, because you can love yourself, and therefore you accept yourself, you can now afford to accept everyone else. And I can't, I mean, this is all I've been thinking about for 3 weeks. That you love yourself. And you'll find that imaginations will be cast down automatically. That hot seats, the dreaded hot seat, won't be a dread. The fast will become joy. But the whole thing is predicated on the simple thing that you accept yourself now and forevermore. And that's the secret that Jesus knew. Everything else is God's business. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Doth not yet appear what we shall be. You see, don't you try to put your definition of what it should be on it. It doth not yet appear what we should be. But we know that when we, or as we see Him, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself automatically, even as He is pure. Love yourself. Accept yourself. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you do it, Denise?
I can try.
Or at least 5 minutes.
No, it's like I feel like you're asking me to be a 57 Chevy. Yeah. The only thing that I can...
Well, accept yourself in that. Do you understand?
Where are you if you're not a 57 Chevy?
No, no, stop a minute. No, wait a minute.
84 Porsche.
Think of it. Accept even in the fact that you can't yet see, and you think it may feel like I'm asking an apple to be an orange, or a 57 Chevy to be a... What's that new Ferrari that I just drove in?
Testarossa.
It's $158,000.
It means red balls.
Hard red balls.
Hard red balls. Red steel balls.
But even if, except that. I mean, it's what Paul said a minute ago. Accept it even in the position that you may not understand it totally.
Or that you may not feel it, you feel it totally. Accept it. Accept yourself in that. And then love, and that's all, that's the beginning of the loving of yourself. Who is he that condemneth you? All I'm asking you to do is, I don't want you to know stuff anymore. I want you to be stuff.
That's being at rest. That's keeping the Sabbath.
Right. Even in the midst of confusion, love yourself. Even in the midst of tribulation, love yourself.
That's faith.
And faith worketh by that love. We know that all things from now on, including exactly how you are at this instant, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to the called according to his purpose. Now, you may not even think you love the Lord. You may not even think that you are the called. You wouldn't be here if you weren't both. You understand that? You'd have run out screaming eons ago. No one could have put up with this bullshit unless you loved the Lord. Who could have possibly put up with me yelling and screaming at you all these years if you didn't love the Lord? Don't worry about it. You do. We know that all things work together. All things past, all things future, all things present. All things work together for good. From this moment forward, no evil can befall you, only good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Man, if he justified you, you never have to worry about justifying yourself again.
Yeah. The longer we talk about this, the more I feel rest. That's the only word I know to describe as rest. And the more I feel rest, it's like being on the brink of understanding, standing mute before your accusers.
Amen.
On the brink of understanding, being spat upon, just standing.
Them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That includes this who. You can't best God. So quit believing that you can.
I think a light just went on in the music. Beep. She says, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that.
He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? This puny mind? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, which is in me, which is in you. Who is in you? Who is your life? It may not have even looked like it, but for all these years you've been living by the faith of Christ. Tell me what the faith of Christ looks like. Looks just like this. And we've been through all the stuff we've been through, so God can say and has said to the world, the devil, and the flesh, take your best shot. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now you have overcome the evil one. Therefore he can write unto you and speak unto you in understanding, because you are spiritually the young man who has overcome the evil one. These are affirmations of truth, not of some imagined position. And it can start now because you love yourself. Now let the games begin. Amen. Anybody have anything else? Now love God and have fun.
Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess Jesus, I give it myself.